You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, it is a good evening to you, and welcome to the Monday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is a Monday. That means that we talk personal finance, and we try and keep up with what's happening in the world of personal finance. Remember that you can also be part of this show by texting us on +27734703520. Let me repeat that for you. It is +27734703520. We are well into the second and final hour of the show, as I mentioned, and we really, really appreciate you. Today, we're talking about budgeting from a windfall. I think this is really a plot twist or a curveball, if you like, but we're talking about budgeting for a windfall, right? What does that exactly mean? Well, a question was asked on an online financial advice platform, and the question was, and I quote, "How should I use my retention bonus? Should I pay off my car, invest, or add it to my bond?" was the question. Now, this question is the basis for our conversation this evening. And you may have heard some mental notes that you've made of what you would think is suddenly the things that come to your mind when you have a few millions. But exactly how should then one budget for a sudden and unexpected financial windfall? Before you go to the other show, you know, that other one, the other one that's called, you blew it because you didn't expect that financial windfall. How do you deal with that? And Patrick is here to help us understand that a little bit and is on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Tapeta and your listeners. Always a pleasure to be chatting with you today. I hope you're well.
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. And how are you?
I know I'm on top of the world. Feeling blessed. You know me.
Yeah.
When I complain, it's either... it's muscle pains from the gym. Other than that, I can't complain.
You can't complain. Complaint yeah. doesn't change anything anyways.
100%, 100%. I think I'm at that stage where I've learned it.
Yeah. Experience is the best teacher. You know, you can complain and nothing changes, and you get to a point where you're like, if I can change the situation, then there's nothing to complain about. But if I can change it, then do something instead of changing. And I think that comes with experience a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about today's topic, Tapeno. Yes. When I got the brief, I'm like, yo, so I've got hopefully some nuggets to share with you.
Yes, definitely.
I did some mini research.
Yeah.
I call them my mastermind.
Yes.
The group of people that bounce ideas with,
Yeah.
So I was like, it's the time of the week again.
Yeah.
Here's a little poll for you,
Definitely.
What do you do? So later on in the show,
yes.
I'd like to share with you what they told me, some interesting views that came
up. Definitely. That's what I want to hear, right? Really appreciate it. But let's start here then. It's towards the end of the year, right? And I think a lot of people will, those that are blessed, have that financial windfall that we are just going to try and unpack, and also with your research that you've done there, which we really appreciate. But a lot of people who are blessed enough will have that financial windfall and all that. But let's start then by saying, what is a financial windfall, especially in Cyril Ramaphosa's economy?
Yeah, I'm glad you positioned it to say those that are blessed, because I'm fortunate enough to be dealing with clients that are employed, but I'm seeing most corporate employers are moving away from that type of structure, maybe most is a bit biased based on what I'm dealing with, But maybe let me use the word some. So I've seen some employers move away from bonuses. It's like, Tapelo, here's your 100% income. You do what you may with it, Don't expect anything, having said that, those that are blessed to have one, when we speak of a financial windfall in this context, we're talking about, say, a bonus. Some people are employed.
Yeah.
With the luxury. I don't know if it's luxury or a bigger brand. a luxury of a bonus carrot dangling to say towards the end of the year or on your birthday. This nice windfall coming your way. So work hard in the meantime. And then the time comes, everything is okay, you know. So I guess the one that most people would be familiar with is that one, you know. And then I meant it, as I said, when I said that I am blessed to be dealing with people in varied walks of life, you know. So some actually planned for this thing. Remember when we were speaking beginning of the year? And I said, yeah, let's have an opportunity fund and an emergency fund and this and this. A few souls listened and they called and asked me, hey, what should I do? We said, no, 10% is easy. You know, remember that conversation?
I do.
So it's my time. It's my time now when the pot is simmering, you know. So perhaps you are one of those that's getting a bonus from work, or you had the, I didn't say wisdom, but for lack of a better word, wisdom, to start a savings plan in January or February. As little as 500 or even smaller than that. And now it's the time now to say, hey, my pot is simmered, you know? That's the one we're referring to today.
That we're referring to today. Okay, fantastic. I suppose there's quite a bit of them, right? Depends just which one is applicable to one, you know. But I suppose for most working class people, it will be that little bit of money on your birthday, or like you said, also on your bonus, 13th check, those sort of things. Some conclude deals and then all of a sudden 100,000 falls on your lap for concluding a certain deal because it went very well. So there's different types of financial windfalls, I suppose. But then how do we talk about budgeting in the context of that? Because I think, for example, one would say budgeting for a limited and expected income is an easy thing. It's, you know, it's going to get this much amount of money every single month. It's your salary. Unless it you get a salary increase, it stays the same, right? But there is often a misguided belief that budgeting is for a specific income bracket only. So let's start right there. Let's begin with that emphasis on the importance of budgeting as a general rule before you even get to when there's a windfall.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a firm believer. Some call me an eternal optimist when it comes to budgeting, you know. So it's something I would applaud everybody who's listening to us now to do or perfect or continue doing, you know. I know my dad used to say, how must I count what I'm going to spend anyway? I know, you know. So I always laughed, you know. So my answer as a kid there would always be like, starting out, of course, in the industry, would always be like, to see your patterns, you know, to see opportunities, you know. So, but where I'm seated now, I think these are the words of one of the great minds I've ever read, Frank Berger. He lived 100 years ago. I don't expect you to remember, but some of the works that one borrows wisdom from time to time, you know. He was a master, in my opinion, in the field that I'm in, you know. So he used to have this thing that it came to activity, but I think it's also true, or it suffices with budgeting to say, how do you measure what you can, what you don't record, you know? So, when it's all said and done, we survived this economy. And when we started up, it was Cyril's economy, then Cyril and others' economy, you know? And then now we are at the end of the year, and then it's like we have an opportunity again to say, starting now, I want to budget. All I'm saying is that if you're expecting 100 rands, 100 pieces of silver or gold, take 10. So break them up in terms of what is it that you need to do. I won't be specific to people, to listeners, what to do, but have categories, have things that are important. The church's work, for some people, it's extremely important, you know. Put it in your budget, you know. Some people want to go. I have friends, clients slash friends who are in Dubai now. You know, I still have to find out how he financed it. But that guy is a meticulous guy. I think he planned for it. He budgeted for it, you know. Some people want to do that. So I guess if I were to explain to a four-year-old, I would say, budgeting is the art of categorizing where you're going to spend your money.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah,
And then follow up, of course, to check variances, patterns, you know. So it's not just an Excel spreadsheet or just a piece of paper, you know. If you combine that, it will tell you stuff about yourself.
Yeah.
When you are sad, look at when you felt sad, look at what you did to that bank statement, you know.
Yeah.
When you felt happy, what did you do, you know?
Yeah.
When you felt blessed, what did you do? So if you really engage with the numbers, they do tell a story, you know. But suppose you are one of those that started out and one of the categories now was to have a 10% fund budget or opportunity budget. And you know that in December you are like Tapelo, you belong to a yacht club or a boat club there, and it's time now to go spend that money, you know.
Definitely.
So the question then is that money is here or will be here in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
How do you budget for it, you know?
Yeah.
So then I say, hey, let me make you laugh. The first respondent today says to me, you know, the salary is the reward they give you for working, you know?
Oh,
and then the windfall is the reward that God gives for your hard work. I laughed, you know? So she's of the opinion that you must spend it, you know? It made me laugh, but there is truth to it, you know, because most people are spending 95%, if not 100% of their income, you know?
Yeah.
So we tend to neglect, you know? We tend to neglect ourselves, you know?
Yes.
You're talking about your end fatigue.
Yeah.
Amazing how 3 days away from the hustle and bustle would rejuvenate you, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a windfall. This is probably the only time you can, dream about it, you know? Been putting it back there. Nothing wrong with it. Just do not spend all your money on that holiday, or on that drink, on that spa holiday, you know. So I agree with the sentiments. I just don't agree with blowing all that money for making yourself happy.
Ah.
But I do agree with Hesham. We've worked hard. I think a windfall is probably the only, I reiterate, it's probably the only situation where we are allowed to a budget is always, do I need this? Nah, then I'm not buying. Do I want this? Nah, so now at least we can address the ones, you know. So I feel most people tell me that. And then quickly, I went to a senior clients, I call them. I call them my wise citizens, you know. And I'm like, okay, you are, you've seen it. You've had many windfalls.
Yes.
You've had a bonus, you've had inheritance and so forth.
Yeah.
What's the best way, you know? And then you tell me, what did you do? And then one that I found interesting is this one. He says every time he found either a salary increase, so he took it further. He said salary increase, bonus, or some form of windfall. He takes half of that, half of that, and he creates some sort of investment account.
Ooh.
Whether it's a 30-day notice, I'm not saying people must do that, but I'm just sharing wisdom from the wise, so to say, you know. So I found that interesting. And then me being a scholar of numbers and, you know, of the industry, I did a quick crunch of numbers, you know, to say, ish, not everybody can have the money is that guy spoke about, you know. But suppose your goal, like mine, is to have a million disposable, like, you know, cash, you know, not income or anything, cash that I've just saved up. I don't know. It just sounds nice to say, I've got a million bucks, you know. Perhaps this is now the time to allocate more of that money, you know. Towards that goal, you know. And then but then after dreaming and getting answers from all corners of the country, in this case, you know, let me not lie and say universe, although there is one offshore client, but let's say South Africa, you know. And then I guess, having said that, Tapelo, I would say then the real answer now, I will start to say, it depends, my brother, you know.
It depends. So I'm just trying now to position everything that you're saying. You made a very interesting reference there when you said, you know, with income that we know that we are going to get every single month, right? So the imperative is to budget for that, categorize it, and, you know, allocate 100% or whatever percentages of it. Hopefully you don't go beyond 100%, but you allocate whatever that amount of money. But with this one, since it's a windfall, perhaps you're allowed to splash a little bit, like the respondent said, you know, and look at things that you've always wanted, because the one that, you know, is an allocated salary is still going to come anyways at the end of the month or whatever month where you get that unexpected windfall or whatever the case might be. So it will cover the basics and you get your stuff sorted out. And then there's this one that came from God. Like, yo, there's this money now that has appeared and I need to do this. And that I've always wanted to buy that yacht, or I've always wanted to buy that Porsche. So maybe let me allocate some money to it. Either way, let me put it like this. Either way, you can't run away from budgeting, even for a windfall.
Even for a windfall. So then, when I tried to summarize then what the people were saying,
yeah.
And then I think two things came about. You know, one was inspired by the last conversation we had,
yes.
About the debt ratio, debt to income ratio in South Africa. You know, so I just went back to what we're speaking about, and considering that the average person has about 3 credit lines. Right?
Yeah.
This is the average worker, by the way. Person who's probably eligible for that bonus probably has 3 credit lines.
Yeah.
House, car, clothing account, credit card there. So, but let's give them 3 average, you know? So those things, as much as they're nice, they've got privileges. They also have a high cost of capital to them, you know, or cost of debt, if I may call it that. So that when I say then, for the majority, maybe a part of the budget, we shouldn't allocate more to luxuries if our credit lines are still so much, you know. This is where we can make the real dent, you know, because I know one guy who's an actuary, he likes making jokes with me to say, yo, Pat, I'm going to pay 10,000 for 20. So if it was him, I'm thinking if it was a windfall, this is the one time that he can pay 10,000 6 times.
Yeah.
At a go, you know. So perhaps you are that person. You've got a mortgage that you still have long to go to. That's what you could put. But I guess the essence of it, to put some meat on it, I just want, and I hope that's what people do, but if not, let me refresh your memory. So if you, like most of us in South Africa, you've got 3 or 4 credit lines there in your name, you're budgeting for a windfall. So the windfall, I think, should follow the same principles as your regular income, to say there's money for, you know, all categories. But I'm saying that if you've got an opportunity to kill one of the credit lines that's got a heavy cost, maybe a windfall is, you should budget even half of it towards that. Because as you said, next month you still get your bribe from your employer, you know, your regular one, you know. And then so, perhaps the biggest allocation in this budget should be to differentiate the gearing in our financial space, you know, if I've got too much unsecured debt, at 10,000 there, 15,000 there, perhaps pay that, you know, even if it takes 70% of the bonus.
Okay, all right. Let's get into the how part of it, right? As mentioned, this conversation was sparked by, you know, that online financial conversation where someone was asking, how should I then use my retention bonus, pay off my car, invest, or add to my to my bond or anything like that. So how do we prioritize? How do we do this thing? How do we go about it? While you are thinking about that, let me tell you what I think if I got a financial windfall, right? There's things that I want to do, right? There's things that I want to do. And given my regular income, I can't do those things, right? And so they don't form part of my budget because I don't want to go beyond what I earn, right? I want to spend significantly lower than what I earn. But it doesn't mean that I don't have things that are worth more than my regular income that I actually want, right? And so if my windfall can allow me for one go at a time, which is just 1 month in a certain year and whatever, I think I'm one of those that would go for those things that I've wanted in life and just for 1 month, man, just make myself happy a little bit because we work very, very hard. Eh? We work extra hours. We put in there, you know, more than just what is expected of us. A young 10K on a shoe, for example, that I saw at this particular store, I'm sure it's not going to hit. I'll put it in my budget, though. I'll still keep it to the principles, but at least let me get that shoe that I've always wanted. This is me. This is me, right? and if I can get a windfall that buys me a yacht, I mean, yeah, let me buy a yacht. That's the reason why it's not in my budget right now, because I don't afford it. So I'm not going to go and take up a loan for a yacht or a Porsche or whatever the case might be for now. But at the stage where my windfall can give me a Porsche, I think I'm one of those that will be like, it's just for 1 month.
Let me do it.
Let me do it, you know. You only live once, YOLO.
100%.
So how do we?
Again. So you're saying how do we?
No, I'm saying how do we? Some people are not like me, right? And they would think, nah, that's not how I would do it. I would rather do it this way, or I would prioritize this and that and that. Because I'm thinking in my mind, by the way, just to also add on to this one, is that, I have, for example, like most people would say, I've got a bond for 20 years, right? And my bond is X, right? And that X is within my budget for my bond or whatever the case might be. So I pay off my bond, I pay off two or other credit lines, as you mentioned, and I'm fine. Like I can get by every month. Nothing wrong with that. And then my windfall comes, and then I take all of that windfall, even half of it, and I put it in a bond. The dent is really too small, right? It's really not going to make so, unless you earn significant amounts of money. Maybe there if you earn like 100,000, you get another 100,000. That's significantly about 3 years of repayments that you are potentially, you know, drawing back on from the bank. Maybe that can make sense for me to take all of my windfall. But if my windfall is just going to be a dent on my bond, for example, I don't know. We need to rethink about that. But like I said, I'm not everyone. How would you advise then that we prioritize? How do we advise? We've got, so the principle is, let's budget for it. We get that. How do we execute that?
Okay. And what you're raising, it's a very reality of what happens, you know, all the time. You know, I get calls to say, hey, my friend, you'll be, I know what you told me. Né?
Yeah.
But if I had money, sorry, man, I'm from Sun City. He said, as long as we are alive, we can start again. So, you know, so I've had those conversations as well.
Yeah.
I myself have found myself where I was a victim, maybe to a good salesman, you know, who saw what is it that I wanted, you know, and he's like, you know what? You live once, man.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Pompella said, don't worry, my brother, about the budget, you know.
Yes.
I find myself doing that, you know. Yeah. But what has saved me, and not necessarily me, but most people a lot, before I come to a question, I omitted to say one important thing, right? Because the key word there was supposed to be strategy. You know, in that budget, categories and what. I think every person, every individual, if you ever meet the financial planner with his title, you know, so to say, there has to be a strategy creation somewhere in your meeting, you know, to say, if we get 100 rand, what's the sequence of spending?
Right? Yeah,
because that's exactly what you're asking me, you know. So the how then will be dictated by the strategy, you know.
Okay.
So if you are like me, you are in that space where you are, I think I'm establishing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not established. So I'm establishing. Yeah. So my strategy is that I need to build opportunity funds, emergency funds, pay off debt, you know, and pay the future Patrick, you know.
Yeah.
So my strategy will see it's capital growth, you know, without necessarily minding the short-term risk, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're like me, obviously then, you'll put money there. But if you're like me and Tapelo, sometimes, you know, that's your strategy. 50% windfall must go to your fund. Nothing wrong with it. We just living with ideas. We think they're prudent, you know, but maybe you know better, you know. There are people that get windfalls with zero credit, get windfalls with zero commitment, you know. So those people are for sure. Just go on that, you know. Because you're not missing out on anything. But the majority of the South Africans that we spoke about, you know, to say actually 1 in 4, you know, it finishes their money in 3 days.
In 3 days.
Those ones tell me, we need a better strategy there, you know. So the how, I will then go back to my strategy to say, in my strategy, did I say 50% is for necessities and whatnot? In this instance, there won't be a need for necessities, if that makes sense, because groceries and whatnot are covered by that regular income. All right? So then, the how then on this one? If you have debt, I always advise all the time, wake me up 3 a.m., ask me how to spend your money. I'll say, please don't do what you're about to do. Rather pay off the debt, that the facility that has the biggest interest. Simply put, pay off that thing that costs you the most. So I hear the argument that I owe 100,000, what will 2,000 do, you know? I hear that argument, but then when you're being scientific about it, if I tell you to invest that 2,000 and earn 8%, whereby you owe somebody 16%, I'm doing injustice to you know? So when it's all said and done, I know this sounds like, the answer is yes. The answer is unfortunately yes. You have to bring down that. Remember, the goal is financial freedom.
Yes, it is financial freedom. Yeah.
So there's no financial freedom where there's a leak in the bucket. By that, I mean, you've got a young credit card and another overdraft. You know, they add up. You get charged 22%, 18%. And these banks are so cunning. They tell you it's personalized, Mr. Mo.
Yes.
It's personalized, but it's so high.
Those ones are the most hectic, those credit cards there. Yeah,
So
they
then,
really are a lot.
if you just apply logic, would you not reduce the debt with that personalized high rate, than invest money into something that will give you less than that?
I suppose the difficulty with these windfalls is that they are not certain, so you can't really plan for them, you know, unless it's in your contract of a business contract or a contract of employment where it's written there that you're entitled, I suppose, to an X windfall in X month, right? Because then you can start planning for it and say, okay, it's going to come at this time. So as part of my strategy, let me rather include it, right? But what happens when it's not part of your strategy? It's not part of your certain income, right? Do you include it in that strategy, or you just hope and pray? Because you do want to create financial freedom, you want to bring down your debts, but you always sit with that thing, I wish I had, I wish I had. If I got a bonus, I would do this. But most of the time, when it does really come, that's prudent, I would do this, normally goes out the window.
Mr. You know, when you were speaking now, it's something I was not sure how we'd introduce it, but I'm glad you asked me this question. So it's the same thing as a person that goes for defensive driving, right? You always know that if the accident comes, this is what I will do. This is what I will do. 90, 50% of the time, rather, when it does okay, it's the complete opposite, because adrenaline, you know. So I guess it's the same thing to say, when I have the money, there's no logic there, you know. It's like, now I was dreaming of 10,000. God bless me with 100,000. This is enough money, you know. But then it's that same principle to say, when you hit the puddle of water, do not panic, you know. So again, I'm not saying we will have, I think 8 out of 10 that go for that course never get involved in an accident, you know, but they know what to do, you know. So I guess we can ha wear that hat as well. We say this is our advanced wealth,
yeah, yeah, Yeah.
Let's call it like that.
Yeah.
To say, because you're right, it's hard to say, it's hard to plan for a road you are less likely to take, you know? Very hard, very hard. Yeah. So, but I think as people that are on the journey to say, we are after wealth, you know. I'm gonna my veggie patch is rainy season now. Spinach is it's a hit, you know. I've planted. I've got 300 little spinaches. They'll give me 5,000. That's a windfall, you know.
It is, it
It
is.
doesn't have to be. Yeah, that's a windfall. So the strategy then dictates it, you know, to say plan back into the trade, you know, 10%, you know, for religious purposes if you are that person, and then for your future as well. If we stay alive, we will have expenses, you know. So
Definitely.
let's give that future tablet or some money, you know, as little as it sounds. But I one of the other blessings is the smart people we meet, you know, and most of them they tell you never, never, never downplay the power of small, you know. You think 100 rand a month is a waste, but over time with compound interest, it can work
Oh,
for you against you,
it
you know.
can work for you. I think
Yeah.
the other banks, share price is perhaps one case in point, because a couple of years ago when the bank started, I mean, that share was worth, very minimal, small, and a lot of people didn't buy it. But today, with over 18 million clients, that stock of that particular bank, if you had put in 100 rand and just forgot it, today you would be talking about a huge windfall. That would shake your entire being, because that would have been a couple of millions in there. You're like,
In there,
yo,
yeah.
with just
So,
100
it's
rand.
the power of small, my good sir.
Small, right? Okay, let's draw to a close. But before we draw to a close, in fact, and maybe you give us your final thoughts on this one, because I think it's pretty clear. Have a strategy, and even with your windfall, there's a need to, prioritize budgeting, as you are guided by your strategy. What is it that you want to achieve in the long run? So those things are quite very important, and I think that's what I'm taking here. If I'm not wrong, I think the taxman got a windfall from the two-pot system. He wasn't really expecting so many billions. I think I saw something like 6 billion or something like that the other week, where he was like, "This is a windfall, eh?" And he's gonna be smiling all the way to the
Imagine that,
bank.
eh? The power of radio. I'm just imagining what you're saying, you know, playing out in my head, you know.
But it talks to the fact that people got windfalls with the two-pot system, right?
100%.
And a lot of people didn't consider tax, didn't consider all the other implication. All I know is I've got access to 30K or whatever, subject to marginal tax and whatever the case might be. And then whatever else I get, I'm gonna be, spending that money. But what they didn't realize is the compound interest that you're talking about. You're taking from your future self, at retirement. And if you calculate that 20, let's say, after marginal tax or whatever, you get 20,000 rands. You didn't lose 20,000. You lost 30,000 rands over X number of years. In terms of the interest that would have been generated and all that. I want us to end on that point and tell us just a little bit about it, because I think this is your space as well.
All right. So the 2-point system, I can't have an opinion. It is what it is, you know. The consultation stages were gone, you know. I've had our honorable ex-ministers and all of them take a dig at it, but I'm not doing that. But we living with this reality that there is money all of a sudden, you know, that we can access, you know. So, but the comment I have, two comments I have is that I think that's a good thing. From a ground force point of view, when I started, people were reneging to take out retirement annuities to say, retirement is far. I'm like, I'm 22, 60. Wait a minute, you know. So now it made my job easier. But I think on the more serious note is the fact that if you ever need that money, you've got access now. Yes, subject to what, you know, subject to whether the 10% story, you know, that's fine. But at least now there's access, you know. That's excess. So now, for those that took the money, if you needed the money, that's okay. I'm glad you had somewhere to go for the money,
A
right?
windfall,
So that's the one comment. And then, thank you for taking the money. At least we've got data now. We've got data to show what happened or to say, hey, don't do it. Patrick did it and he got 18,000, you know? So at least we've got something to look at it, you know? But then think about it this way. The two-pot system, it will be a windfall as well when you retire. When you retire, then money will be there. You don't have to take two-thirds. You don't have to take, it will be there. It will be a windfall waiting for your retirement. At that age, if you've been saving, like Tapelo and his guest have been advising you, you don't have much expenses, you know? So perhaps we can be like Mr. Muloy. And then with that two-pot windfall, not the entire retirement money, but that money that's just in the vested pot. Perhaps we can do whatever we want with it when the time is right, you know. But for me, sir, I've seen millionaires cash out a 20,000 rand endowment policy. Because 20,000 rand policy was all they had to save their situation, and that action did save their situation, you know. So I'm not one to have a blanket white opinion and say those people were fooled and what. No, you'll find that one was struggling just to pay 15,000 fees for one of their kids to get results, you know. And the support system did help, you
did
know. So I hear many stories that tell me, look, even Saz himself, I owed him 18,000, you know. So because of this two-pot system, now I don't owe Saz, you know. So next year, I'll get my refund. So people were creative with this windfall, Mr. Mloy. They paid their tax bills, they pioneered ways to spend, you know. And Saz and Mr. Kivets, I hope he'll give us a tax reduction, you know.
He needs to. After all that money that he got, he needs to give us some relief next year. Please, man.
I agree with you. But then it's an interesting time to be alive.
To be alive. It definitely is.
So much change, you know. Confusing coming at us all at once, you know. So towards time of the year, and I guess this is my parting shot as well to say it's that time of the year. If you didn't start with your budgeting journey, savings journey in January, what has sped us again for another year, you know? So we can start again, you know? So from as little as 100 rand, 10 rand, you know, next year at the time, it will be that little money times 10.
Definitely.
So it's worth a try. Let's try it. No matter how small the increments are. And then, once it's there, like Frank Becher said, we can measure it, you know?
We can measure it. Thank you, sir. That was really, really an insightful one. Really appreciate your time, as always, on the show. And may God continue to bless you, my good brother.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Mloy. I appreciate you. And as I said, I do get excited.
Very excited ourselves.
It gets me excited. I get to see who's tuned to these polls, you know, who will give me the answer. So I know my fastest responders, you know, so opened another one for me. But it's always a pleasure, my good sir. Thank you so much,
sir. May God bless you, my brother.
May God bless you too, sir.
Thank you so much. That was, of course, Elder Patrick Mhlari there telling us a little bit about this thing called budgeting for a windfall and how do you go about it so that at the end of the day, it still works for you. Thank you so much, Patrick. Really, as always, appreciate your time.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.